Burquitlam may soon be the home of Coquitlam's first encapsulated mass timber building, EMTB. Tonight, March 27, City Council is expected to give first reading to a rezoning and official community plan proposal that would see a 12-story tower, using engineered wood products, and a 7-story wood frame mid-rise close to the Como Lake Avenue and Clark Road intersection. The plan by the applicant, WG Architecture Inc., for the 0.85-acre site is to construct 199 market rental homes plus 5 below-market rental units at 820 and 826 Dogwood Street and 615 617th and 633 Lee Avenue. If council okays first reading, the bid would move to a public hearing on April 24. According to a city report, the development would consolidate 2 single-family lots, a duplex property and a detached fourplex to make way for 204 homes, including 21 three-bedroom units, meeting the 10% requirement by the city for larger suites. Andrew Merrill, Coquitlam's Director of Development Services, wrote that the proposal would have a number of amenities for its future tenants such as indoor spaces that open onto an outdoor courtyard, an outdoor lounge and gardening area, a zen area on the fifth floor of the mid-rise, 259 long-term bike parking spaces, car share memberships and transit cards, 152 parking spaces with level 2 charging. But the proposal isn't pleasing some neighbors, who cite potential loss of views, primarily of Burnaby Mountain, as well as more density, negative impact on property values and a poor fit for the area. After a city consultation last year, Merrill wrote, WG Architecture went back to the drawing board and boosted the number of rental units from 181 to 199. Including changes to add 5 fully accessible market rental suites. However, it also dropped the number of below-market rental units from 23 to 5. And, following a second round of city feedback last month, municipal staff received 8 letters, of which 6 writers opposed the plans. If approved after the public hearing, the development would bring in for the city $4.5 million in development cost charges, DCC, $2.5 million in density bonuses, $256,000 in community amenity contributions, CAC, $101,000 toward the Child Care Reserve Fund, $4,080 for the Transportation Demand Management Fund.